Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, everyone. How is everyone doing today? This is Michelle Evans Oliver, and you are tuning in to Mindful Moments with Michelle. I am so excited to be here with you today because I have so much to talk about. I was sitting here, and what came on my spirit last night as I was trying to figure out what I was going to talk about, since I have so much to talk about. And what came to me was something that needs to be said for everyone. And today I'm going to talk about make your growth and happiness non-negotiable. I'm going to say it again. Make your growth and happiness a non-negotiable. And what I mean by that is that you know how it is. You give up your happiness and you give up your growth for other individuals, for other things, for a husband or a child or an aunt or a parent. And what we have to do is we have to make sure that we are taking care of our own growth and our own happiness before we can use that energy for others, what we have for others, for them, to make them happy and for their growth. So if you aren't growing, then you're not living your life to the fullest potential. And a lot of times we find ourselves helping others, negating our passions for theirs. We may even say, we'll even come back. Oh, I'll come back to, you know, me going to school, or I'll come back to me taking that job that I want because I want the other person to be happy. And I'll come back to it sooner or later. But you find out that sooner turns into later, which turns into never. And you start feeling upset, remorseful, angry, all of those things, because you weren't able to do what you wanted to do in life. And that's a non-negotiable. Your happiness and your growth is, again, a non-negotiable. Stop doing this. Stop doing the I'll help you now and I'll forego what I want to do. Do what you want when you want to do it. We never know how much time we have left. And I can always say that in my field as being in personal finance for others, this happens all the time. And I have a story for you where you probably can relate. So I had a client who called me, and she wanted to get life insurance for her mom. And her mom was, you know, young mom. She was in her 50s, and she said, I wanted to get life insurance. And she waited, and she waited maybe two or three weeks, and she said, you know what, I'm not going to get it. I'm just not going to get the life insurance right now. She's young. She's going to live until, you know, whatever. And I'll just follow back up with you in the fall, Michelle. And I said, no problem. So I get a phone call from her in September of that year. This was probably April. So now we're in September of this year. Not this year, but the year that this happened. And she said, hey, I want to get more life insurance for me. And she had already gotten some life insurance for herself. And I said, well, what about your mom? And she said, well, you didn't hear. That's the reason why I'm calling you. And I said, well, what do you mean? And she said, well, my mom passed away of a freak accident, and I didn't have life insurance for her. And we didn't get a chance to live out her being older and her seeing her grandkids and her seeing her great-grandkids. So I want to be diligent to get more life insurance for me so this won't happen to my family. So, again, make your growth and happiness a non-negotiable. And with that story is saying don't wait until later, because that later may never come. The only reason that you could ever experience something other than what you desire is because you are giving the majority of your attention to something other than what you desire. Let me read that one more time to you. The only reason that you could ever experience something other than what you desire, which can be your growth or your happiness or whatever you want or looking for, is because you are giving the majority of your attention to something other than what you desire. Choose yourself. And it may sound selfish, because that's the way the world has taught us to feel, is if we choose ourselves, then you're a selfish person. Like, how dare you? Like, aren't you supposed to help me? And that's not actually true. It's totally opposite of that. It's choose yourself first, and again, it's non-negotiable. I say in a lot of my speeches, and I might have said this before, where, you know, you're flying on the airplane, and the stewardess says, hey, if something happens on this aircraft, yeah, and the oxygen mask falls down, you put that oxygen mask on yourself first and then help others. Same scenario, same deal. So we're talking today about make your growth and happiness a non-negotiable. What is a non-negotiable for me? It's to say no. N-O. If you have problems saying no, look in the mirror and say no. Practice that no. No is, you can take a no just like you can take a yes. Because what's happening is, if you cannot maintain what someone's asking you to do, or if you don't like what someone's asking you to do and you say yes, that's on you. That is on you, then you can't blame anybody else. So if you're not feeling comfortable, or if you're not, if you just said yes just to make someone else happy, but it's not making you happy, what are we talking about today? Make your growth and your happiness a non-negotiable. So that's a non-negotiable. And sometimes we do fall, for we are all humans, and we do fall prey to saying yes to something or someone, and we find out that at that given time, it is not serving yourself at all. I mean, zero. It has nothing to do with them. It's just not serving you. What you can do is you can turn that around, and you can say, hey, you know what? I should have said no when I said yes, and I need to pull out, or I need to stop, or I need to regroup, or I need to do something that's going to benefit me, and I'm not a selfish act. Now, someone could be relying on you when you say yes to them, but at the end of the day, it's all about your happiness and your growth. So today we're talking about make your growth and happiness a non-negotiable. And saying no, of course, is one of the hot topics that I like to talk about when I'm talking to folks. Growing is living your life to the fullest potential, put your fullest potential. Another piece is where I always find is do what you love. And sometimes people say, well, I don't know what I love, and I don't know what I'm drawn to. And it's things that make you smile when you see them. So you might like hiking. I don't like hiking, but, you know, if you like hiking, if it makes you smile, if it makes you feel good, do it. And if you can't find a person to hike with you, if you like doing hiking alone, then that's great. But if you're looking for groups, you can always go online to different hiking groups in your area, and you can find those individuals who are enjoying the same things that you enjoy, and you find that you have a lot in common with these individuals. The other piece is making sure that you are feeding yourself by doing what you love. If you like crafts, or what I like to do is travel, and find the things that you feel passionate about. Makes your heart smile, makes you smile. If you can do what you love for free, then that is something that even if you get paid for it, but if you can do what you love for free, that is something that you love. And I would always say, go ahead and do that. I didn't know that, and I've been doing it since I was a child, is volunteering. I actually love volunteering. And so with that, it doesn't bother me to do something for an organization and not get paid, because it is something that I love to do. So those type of things are what I would say when it says do what you love. Make your growth and happiness a non-negotiable. We talk about living your and growing, because if you're not growing, then you're not living your life to its fullest potential. Saying no and doing what you love, those are the three that we've talked about so far. The other piece to it is, with that, is growing, is learning, is, you know, people are like, well, I don't have time to go to college, or I don't have time to take a class, and it's always time. So first of all, time is relative. It's what we need on earth to track ourselves. But in the grand scheme of things, you have time. And I say this because I know it for a fact. If you have time to be on Facebook and Twitter, and if you have time to read what everyone else is saying, then you have time to sit down and make sure that you're saying what you need to say or doing what you need to do. If you have time to watch television, then you have time for yourself. So it's all in a matter of perspective. Everyone has time. If you have time to sit down and relax, grab a cup of coffee and listen to the radio, you have time to sit down and write out your goals or what you want to do in life. There are plenty of online classes that you can take. I see a few of them in my head. It's Udemy and Coursera and There's so many out there that you can go online and take free courses or very inexpensive courses where it just helps you to learn a little bit more. If you're not growing, you're not living your life to its fullest potential. And that's growing in your mind, your spirit, your heart, any of those things that if you're not doing those things to feed yourself, then you're not living your life to its fullest potential. So another piece that I wanted to talk with you about is when you make up your mind, you have to be at peace with it. And I say that because some people just wrestle with the idea of, they would say, oh, I wish that I wouldn't have said no, or I wish that I should have said yes. When you, if you are at peace with what your decision is, you can move on to the next thing. So I always say never second guess yourself when you make that decision. If you have sat there and you contemplated whether you are going to move or take a job, or if you think that you need to, let's just say, stop going to a certain grocery store because you don't like how the parking is, and then make sure that you stick to what you say and you be at peace with it. That peace is very, very important, because if you revel in that idea of, oh, I feel some kind of way about it, then you'll never be at peace with it and you'll be indecisive. Today, we're talking about make your growth and happiness a non-negotiable. And, you know, we've talked about a few things. We've talked about growing and saying no and taking time for yourself and doing what you love. And making your decision and being at peace with it. I have a story. I think is real pertinent to this conversation. And making your growth a non-negotiable. If you have to stop and think about something, if someone asks you a question or asks you to do some things, and you have to stop and think about it because it doesn't feel good, then maybe you shouldn't do it. And what I found is that a lot of times we have friends in our circle that we feel like they are more friends to, we feel like we're being more friends to them than they are to us. And I have a great example of this story. It goes back to back in my college days. And I had a girlfriend who I just, you know, really adored and thought a lot about, and would do anything for her. And so that was my perception of our friendship. And as the time and days and years went by, I found that I was being more of a friend to her than she was to me. And initially, I didn't think that, but some, you know, people were saying, "Oh, you know, I see so and so at this party, and I didn't see you weren't invited," or blah blah blah. And I'm like, "Oh," and I would feel some kind of way. But what happens is once you start to get that uneasy feeling about something, then that means that you're sacrificing your happiness for someone else. So let me give you a story. So the story comes, it goes back to college days, and now we're here in 2019, and, you know, I see this friend at a housewarming, and the housewarming, great housewarming, and she's like, "Hey, you know, my daughter is graduating from high school, and I would love for you to come." Now, I don't get invited to any of her things anymore. And so I was like, sure. She asked for my address. I gave her my address. And a month went by, and I didn't hear back from her. And I knew that graduations were coming up, so I texted her a message saying, "Hey, did you send me the invitation. And the only reason why I text her is because my mother taught me proper etiquette to make sure, because I did not want her to think that I was not attempting to come. Well, next day went by on social media. There's the party that she wanted me to attend, and everyone's having a great time. Now, I can say about 10 years ago, it would have bothered me to no end. But I had lots of growth in this area, and it didn't bother me. But what I did want to let her know is that I never received her invitation. And the reason why I wanted to let her know, because I had moved during that time period, and I did wanted her to let her know that, you know, if she did send it, then what address did she send it to? So to make a long story short, sent her a text, wished her daughter well. And what I found was that she was kind of scrambling and kind of being, you know, evasive in the text messages. And I remembered, when someone shows you who they really are, you believe them. And with that, I wished her daughter well, and she sent me a screenshot. And this was the most interesting piece of this whole story. She sent me a screenshot of where she had actually texted me the message, and in the text message, it showed a picture of the actual invitation, and it also showed the names of the people that she had sent the text message to. And it was two names. There was a name of another friend, her whole name, first name, maiden name, married name. And number two was supposedly me. Now, remember, I was more friends to her than she was to me. I had received it, I understood it, and I moved on. Number two, the name was the name of the organization and my number in the organization. There was no name for me. It wasn't my first name. It wasn't my middle name. It wasn't my last name, nor was it my married name. So all of that to say is, when people show you who they really are, believe them. So it didn't bother me one bit. I just kept it moving. Make your growth and your happiness a non-negotiable. And that's what I had done. I did this in this situation. And because of it, I was able to move on without reveling in, oh, I can't believe that she didn't have my name on. No. I smiled. I wished her well. And I'm sure her daughter will do well in college. And that's the main part about that. So, with all of that being said, we're sitting here talking today about make your growth and happiness a non-negotiable. I went off on a tangent about a story. Well, actually, I did two stories today. And I just wanted to kind of talk about it, because we all are going through something in life, and we all have to be very appreciative of what we've gone through, and that it shows growth. And then we all have to be appreciative of our happiness and what makes us smile, because we're not here for a long period of time. And we want to make sure that we are doing the proper things that we have to do spiritually, emotionally, so that we can move on in our growth cycles of success and family and just being the best version of ourselves. So I wanted to leave today. I have a few minutes left, but I wanted to leave today. I was sitting here talking to one of my sorority sisters, and we get on the phone and we talk about how life has treated us. And one thing that I can say is that with all of the ups and downs that I've had in my life, I look at the good that comes out of it and how I have grown and what I take out of it, out of the good, the bad, the ugly. And I don't blame. When I see something that's ugly, I hear some people say, well, it was because of him, or it's because of her, or it was because of it. And I look at myself and I say, I should have learned that lesson a little bit earlier. Because what you find is that if you don't learn the lesson that you're supposed to learn in a situation, it's going to come back again. and it's going to come back full force so that you can be shaken up a little bit more to understand. Sometimes it takes us a short period of time, and sometimes it doesn't. But today we talked about make your growth and happiness a non-negotiable, and we talked about growth is if you're not growing to your fullest potential, if you're not growing, then you're not living to your fullest potential. We talked about saying no. You must say no if you don't want to do it. If you say yes, you're not giving yourself grace and mercy. And then take time for yourself and do what you love. Take classes, go to the beach. You know, I love the beach. Or go hiking. Make your decision and be at peace with it. And so today as I close, I wanted to read something to you. And it's by, let's see, what's the name? It's by Rudy Dahl. And it goes like this. I helped myself. Wiped my own tears, put balm over fresh wounds, plastered parts of my heart that were still hurting, gave myself time, read books that soothed my soul, heard music that calmed my nerves, watched movies that made me smile, bit by bit, piece by piece. I put myself back together again and gave myself a second chance because I knew that if I didn't, then no one else would. Make yourself a non-negotiable by making your growth and happiness a non-negotiable. Thank you all today for this moment and time for me to talk to you about making ourselves non-negotiables by being happy and by growing within ourselves. Mindful Moments with Michelle. Again, if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to email or contact me. I look forward to speaking with you again, and have a great, great day. Bye-bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.